So far in this course, we've worked on some very important information. We've worked on vowel sounds 1, E, 2, E, 3, A, 4, E, 5, A, 6, A, 10, U, 11, and 12, And we've combined even more information about voicing and non-voicing and stops and continuance and linking words together. And we've examined how these factors affect our pronunciation. We've examined how we stress some common phrases. And we've seen how some common suffixes change the stress of words. We've begun to work on the importance of not stressing some words and syllables. And in the course of that, we added two very important sounds in North American English. One was the sound of d or t between vowels, the flap r, 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 and the other was the unclear, unstressed vowel called the schwa. In our next session, we'll add more vowels and we'll spend more time linking and blending sounds together. We're going to work on not pronouncing the first sound of some small words. Please listen to and practice tracks 1 through 14 at least 5 times before going on to session 4, and choose 3 sentences to use in a conversation with native speakers. For example, what are you doing? Or, what could you tell me? Or, could I open a window? Or, could I ask a favor? Use them even if you feel a little silly. You want to begin changing your accent. This is the end of session 3. Till next time.